If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
That is Sabrina Carpenter of Magic 106.7. We are David, Sue, and Kendra. It is Morning Magic. It is great to have you with us, especially if you're a new listener.
Yeah.
We're wondering how you're faring 6 days into the new year. There's a
letdown. January is a little rough. It's a little rough.
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
Because think of it, like, it seems like it was months ago, but just a couple weeks ago, there was the anticipation of Christmas, and the house is decorated, and mm-hmm, it smells great because of the food, and people are coming over, and then all that ends kind of
abruptly.
Yeah.
It's like an empty out of everything, and it's just empty space in the house, and I look around, I hate it. January 2nd is so sad. It's so sad in my house.
Is it January 2nd? Do you leave decorations up, or do they come right down?
I take them down only because the kids go back to school, so I have the opportunity with the little freedom in the morning to do it.
And nobody's around.
And no one's around, so I do it right away, because otherwise I would be buried in bins for days.
Yeah. All of our Christmas decorations inside are down and put away. Our tree's out on the curb, but I left I left my candles in the windows, and I left my outdoor, my wreaths are still in pretty good shape, so I left those just because I'm not quite ready to let go of all of it yet.
We took the lights outside. We have lights on a tree outside. I took those down. I took the garland off the front door. Mm-hmm. I took the wreaths off the front door. So if you drive by, you don't see much, but you may still see the tree if I put the tree lights on. Because there's still stuff inside, including there's like special towels in there, like in every bathroom.
Yes. Right?
The Christmas towels and the candles.
I know,
of
course.
I have them too.
Hand towels.
Yes. The dish towels that are the Christmas ones. The bathroom hand towels that are the Christmas ones.
Same.
Yeah.
I have to rewash them all. I know.
Do you have Christmas welcome mats and stuff?
Yes. I take those out, put the blah ones back out. Yeah. Just say hi, you know.
Just say welcome.
Yeah, nice to see you. What about the, how do you know when you throw some of this Christmas stuff away? Because some of it, year to year, just doesn't make the cut. Like the hand towels get used, and a couple of years in, it's like, let's get rid of these. We'll get some new ones. Or lawn decorations or ornaments outside, they don't last forever.
It's a little bit of a bone of contention between my husband and I, because I'm of the belief, like, I'll leave it in the bin of misfit toys kind of thing.
Oh, what's this bin? That's what
There's like all these bins, and then there's always one bin that has like just a mishmash of things that like we don't really use anymore. So my husband is a throwout guy, and he's like, it's been four Christmases.
So is Steven.
Not used anything in this bin.
Four seems like you can throw it away.
Yeah. But they're perfectly good. He's like, let's dump it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's a two-season rule for me. If I haven't used it in two cycles, then I'm not.
Wow.
Then it's got to go. Because maybe 1 year something was going on in the house, but then the next year, if it's still not going up on the shelf or out in the window or wherever, it gets donated or tossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
So I let go some of that, but it's tough.
I know.
My house looks bare.
It's really bare.
Like it's kind of
Love the idea of the tree at the end of the driveway till the trash pickup, like in the trail of dead needles.
We have to do trash today. The poor trash guys. There's inflatables in the bag. They're just sad.
I'm going to go out for a run later today. I'm going to take a picture of every dead tree I see at the end of somebody's driveway.
I bet there's a lot. I think today is probably the day, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, this week, anyway. What are you looking forward to in January? That's what we need to know. 617.
Give us something.
It's Morning Magic.